The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday! Yes, we made it. You know, they said we couldn't do it. They said we'd never get here.
Oh, nope. We did.
We did it. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Jess over here with her Starbucks reusable cup.
$3.99. No big deal.
Wow, that's the one that you were hyping up yesterday, Selena?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get yours?
I ended up not even going to Starbucks to get my own.
What?
I know, and I usually do, like, every year.
You were the one that told the entire Bay Area, reminded everybody
that
yesterday.
You have that, to. That's
this is it. You Wait, know, can you not get them anymore? Is it one day
it's
thing?
One day
it's
only.
It's a one day thing, yeah. You know what I thought was interesting, though? I thought they were supposed, like, the whole point of this was you buy the holiday drink, and they give you your drink in the cup, right?
Yeah.
Well, no.
They just, you.
They give it to you on the side.
They gave me a paper cup with my drink in it and then the cup on the side.
And they just hand you an empty cup.
Yeah.
Well, that seems kind of silly.
Yeah, it kind of took the experience away, not going to lie. But
but you can take that back to
but
Starbucks.
But I'm still here for it, yeah.
And they'll like, give you your drink in that.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Anyways, first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy from Union City. And I'm just wondering if Graham had his 1 o'clock date yesterday in his new house. I'm sure we're all wondering. Can we update that? All right. Love you guys. Bye.
That's right. I forgot yesterday was the day.
When she says, I think we're all wondering. The Bay Area isn't actually wondering if
yes,
I got to take a number two at my new house. Because yesterday the water was getting hooked up and I was very excited. I was like, I'm going to get to take the inaugural, you know what, at the house. 1 o'clock, because that's generally my schedule. And I was really excited. And let me tell you guys something. Can I rant for a minute?
Yes. Sure.
Because yesterday turned into the worst disaster day I've ever had. On that job site.
What happened?
Horrible.
Why?
And I did, and it didn't happen, you guys. It did not happen.
So that inaugural number two didn't happen?
Nope. It's still with me.
What do you mean?
I'm carrying it over to today.
Why?
Well, because yesterday turned into a disaster and it brought me all out of my schedule and rhythm, and I brought it with me to today.
Ew.
And maybe today it'll happen.
Maybe you'll hit a double today.
Let me just explain what happened, because a plumber came yesterday, hooked the water up to the house. We have a well, and I don't want to get in that whole thing, but whatever. And so the water finally gets hooked up to the house, and I'm like, yes, and let's go turn some things on, you know? And you got to, there's air in the lines as water is coming in, you got to let the air out of the lines. So you open up like showers in different places or whatever and faucets and just wait for the water to come. And oh yeah, here it comes. Why don't I hear anything?
Oh,
nothing's,
no.
Because this is only supposed to be the cold water coming in. We haven't turned the hot water heater on yet and turned the water on from the hot water line. So just the cold side of faucets is on, right?
Okay. And it's not coming.
I don't hear anything. Air should just be like, whoosh, you know, on the way. Well, that's strange. Let's flip it over to the hot water side. Turn that on. Oh, here's the water. Oh, when the cold water is coming out of the hot water side, it doesn't take an expert to figure out you got your lines crossed somewhere. And guess where those are? Inside of the wall.
No.
So then it's like becomes just from what should have been a joyous occasion. This house is almost done. We'll let the water go on. And plumber leaves. Graham takes a celebratory. And that doesn't happen because now the hot and colds are crossed somewhere. Okay, well, how do you figure out where that is? Okay, now we have to go through the entire house and figure out which different sinks and places the hot and the cold is reversed, of which there's a couple. And
couldn't you guys just kind of know, like, okay, well, the hot's going to be on this side now and the cold is on this side?
And just switch the little stickers, like the little red and blue sticker?
No, that's not. You don't build a brand new house to live your
that's
life
what I
backwards.
Would just do. That seems like doing a lot. What are you going to do, tear down the walls?
In some instances, you could do that. You could just switch the supply lines that come from under the valves under your sink, right? You could just switch them. And then, okay, yeah, the hot's over here and the cold's over here. Except that when you build a house today, they have a recirculating pump on a hot water line.
You lost me.
Yeah. Basically, that means that hot water is flowing. It's circulating through the pipes all the time. So when you turn a faucet or a shower on, it's instantly hot, which is awesome, right? Except if you have your hot and cold lines crossed somewhere, because now the water's all just circulating everywhere. And then it would all just come out lukewarm. It wouldn't work. So
now what?
I mean... it's a disaster. There's going to be cutting open of drywall. I think I've figured out where the problem is. by looking at some pictures, I'm like, well, okay, that shouldn't be there. But that involves cutting open the wall and then fixing
oh
it.
Oh, my
And then you
got to
patch
God.
The drywall. Graham. And then you got to mud it. And then you got to sand it. And then you got to paint it. And then you got to paint it again.
All over again.
And start all over in certain spots. So I'm furious yesterday. You know, yesterday, not a good day. It's already going bad. And the one thing that I was like, you know what? I was finally going to put our, I talked before, I think in the What the Bleep, about how our range, our stove wasn't fitting in between the countertops. A little too snug. So I needed the countertop guy to come just shave, you know, just grind back a little of the counter. And I was going to slip that in. Well, he came out, he grinded down the counters. I didn't have time to double check to make sure that it was now wide enough because I'm running around chasing this plumbing situation. So at the end of the day, I was like, I'm just going to put the stove. I need one win today. I'm going to put that stove in. And just so I can just see the kitchen completed. That's the last thing that's got to get installed in this kitchen. I'm going to put it in. It weighs 500 pounds. But I'm like, I can get this thing in by myself. I get this thing halfway in this time, a little farther in, and it gets wedged again. And I've got it kind of tilted because it's up on the wheels and the thing. And I start to let it down, and I'm like, oh, no, it's binding against the countertop. It felt like it was the countertops are going to crack. You know, I'm like, oh, no, I'm in a tough spot. I got to get this thing back out. So I pull on it really hard to get it back out. It landed on top of my toe. Right on top of it. This thing weighs 500 pounds.
Oh.
My big toe, you guys, it exploded.
What do you mean it exploded?
It's disgusting.
Is
the
your
whole
nail
thing,
still there?
It's well, it is now, but not going to be. The whole thing is black. I think it's broken. I think I got
it's
a fracture.
It's definitely
my,
broken. My foot.
The whole thing is swollen. It's black and blue. One side is like a weird bruise looking thing.
How did you
it's
even get your shoes on?
Not comfortable today.
Oh my
so
God.
That was just the icing on the cake last night. That was at about 6:30. I'm still in the, you know, it's dark. God. That was the icing on the cake yesterday. I was like, this is just the worst day that's ever been.
Is that your driving foot?
And yes, it is.
Oh,
and so
it gets worse.
Yeah. I mean, I was just laying there last night in bed, toe just throbbing and just thinking about my life. I think I'm just going to quit and walk away from that house. I just can't do it.
At that
point, I give up.
Just throw it away.
I might just light a match, call the insurance company, and that's it.
Somebody's got to say it.
What?
Mercury in retrograde.
Oh,
stop
my God, you're
it.
Right.
Yeah,
the 2 weeks before it goes into retrograde,
no,
it's
it.
Retro shade. And that's exactly what's happening to you,
take
Graham.
Take that back. I will fight you.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so that's what I'm dealing with. Happy Friday, everyone.
Oh
stuff
God.
It.
Oh, I'm sorry that's happening.
I'm glad you said
Graham.
It, Selena.
Thank you,
Jess. Everybody was thinking
that's
it.
What I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Someone had to say it out loud.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the great tree lighting was held Wednesday night in Union Square. I don't know if you guys remember this. Earlier this year, Macy's announced they are closing their Union Square location. Officials said it'll happen whenever they sell the property. So who's to say it won't happen in the next year? Technically, this could be the last year we have that Macy's tree lighting.
Well, somebody else could find a tree, right?
This holiday season, get out there, check out the tree, do your ice skating, because who knows if it'll be back next year.
Oh, man. The Niners look to make it 3 wins in a row this Sunday when they host the Seattle Sea Chickens at Levi's Stadium. With the standings in the NFC West all kind of bunched up, the Niners cannot afford to lose any of these division games if they want to win the division. Christian McCaffrey made his season debut last week against the Bucs, and while he's been limited at practice this week, it doesn't sound like there's been any setbacks with his Achilles, so he should be a full go for this one. Kickoff is at 1:05. Let's go, Niners!
Nice. We had a little surprise rain yesterday, but it's not expected for today. You know, just carry your umbrella just in case. So highs will be in the low to mid 60s, and no more rain is expected on Sunday.
But are you sure? We might need to talk about that in a second, because I've got a bit of a bone to pick with Jess, and I think some other people, too. But first, some horoscopes. Hey, Leo besties!
Oh, that's you, Graham.
Yeah, I got to read my own sign today, because I dropped an oven on my toe yesterday, so I just want to see what today has in store. And you guys, it's just a 7. Consider a career opportunity, it says. Make professional changes under this full moon. Redirect efforts over the next 2 weeks towards your talents, passions, and purpose.
Oh, I don't like that one. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, I was kind of... Didn't do it for me.
Let's go to the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. It is Rudy from Hercules, and I have a grievance. I deliver mail in San Francisco. Yesterday morning, Jess said there would be no rain. At around 11:30, while delivering mail without rain gear, torrential rain spell. I think I deserve a chuck mug. For your consideration, and I leave this to the Honorable Judge Graham to decide. Take care. Bye, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I hate this music!
Oh my god.
And that wasn't the only instance. My DMs were full of people yesterday.
Not happy
with our very own weather person, Jess, who said yesterday, no rain.
My weather.
No rain. And yesterday, I gotta say, I'm out on the job site yesterday.
No.
I'm having a tough day. Then the torrential rain begins.
It rained in Hayward, too.
My entire job site turned into the biggest mud bowl. And I'm having to go in and out of the house as we're checking this plumbing. Mud absolutely everywhere. I have a short sleeve shirt on. I had no long sleeve, nothing. Because Jess here said there would be no rain.
Uh-oh.
Care to respond?
I think my weather machine might be acting up a little bit. Maybe it needs some tweaking.
Yeah, that's what you are, tweaking.
But you know, I feel like weather is like a box of chocolates. Because you never know what you're going to get, really, if you think about it, right?
Except the weather report tells you what you're going to get. And yesterday there was a chance of rain. My weather machine showed there was a chance of rain yesterday.
Really?
But your weather report said, no, nothing. Put your umbrellas away. You won't need them till Sunday. And I guarantee it's going to rain on Sunday because you just said a minute ago. And don't worry, no rain on Sunday. It will 1,000%
of whatever Jess says.
My weather machine says no rain on Sunday.
Jess, where are you getting your weather information?
Weather.com.
And is it showing Salinas? Weather, maybe?
No.
Have you plugged in cities here in the Bay Area?
Yes.
You're from Salinas. Maybe you don't know where the Bay Area is?
No, I know where it is. And I have tried my best to, like, look at least, like, six cities. That way I know that it's not going to rain in most cities. That way I say it's not going to rain. But sometimes there's a little rain in one.
This was no little amount of rain. I'd never seen it rain that hard for like 30 minutes straight. It was pouring yesterday.
Jess, get it together. Whoever left that talk back, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. We're going to get you a chug mug.
Yeah, I think that was Rudy.
Rudy, there you go. Sorry about that.
And he got stuck delivering mail that drenched yesterday based off of Jess's, and he said he'll leave it up to Honorable Judge Graham to decide if he gets a chug mug. I say most definitely. I mean, that's a legit grievance.
I'm sorry, but just carry your umbrella from now on.
Every day, just in case.
From now till like June, probably.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you're having a good morning, everyone. Well, we know Graham's not.
I'm not. Stuff it.
Sorry, Graham.
Graham, I feel. Are you really not going to show me your toe?
Can we post it to JV Morning Show?
No, because I thought about that when I was putting my sock on this morning in a lot of pain. Like, the nail needs a little bit of a trim.
My God. But it's just me. What, I can't see it?
Well, Photoshop it.
Yeah, but then I have to take my sock and my shoe off and then back on, and it's too painful. I'm not putting myself through that trauma.
I'd rather wait till your nail falls off anyways before I get a good look at that.
It is going to. I dropped a 500-pound
really
stove on my right big toe. That nail, she gone. It's going to be gone.
Oh, my God. So did you guys hear about the bride who went viral this week because she had her wedding? She walks in, and the venue is empty. There's only, like, five guests that showed up.
How many people were invited?
She says she invited, you know, a lot of people. 40 people RSVP'd. So that's what she had planned for. She made sure the venue was big enough for 40 people. There was tables, chairs. She paid for enough food to feed 40 people. She planned this wedding for 10 months. Well, actually longer than that, because it was supposed to happen, years ago, then the pandemic. Now that's over, and then she spent 10 months planning it, and then it just recently went down.
Yeah.
And then nobody showed up, and she was heartbroken, she says. Can you imagine no one showing up to your big day? So people were starting to, like, blame her. Well, like, maybe there's another side to the story. And she's like, honestly, no. People were, like, checking in, like because she would reach out. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And they just didn't come, and she doesn't know why. And even to this day, a lot of people still have not hit her up to, like, give any explanation or to apologize. So she said that then she's had to reevaluate relationships with those people, and she's cutting people out of her life. Would you do the same?
I would be deeply, deeply offended. Look, it doesn't bug you if you have a wedding and the 95% of the guests show up and a couple people that RSVP'd yes don't show up. Look, that happens. You know, something maybe came up. I still would like to hear why they didn't show up, an explanation.
Right.
But I'm not cutting them out of my life. But it stings that much more when 80% of your guests don't show up, which is what happened in this case.
Yeah.
80% of your guests don't show up, and then there's no explanation as to why, then those people are on the chopping block. Yeah. I would be pissed.
It would need to be like a really good reason, like you were in a coma or you were giving birth.
Yeah.
Or even giving birth, you can zoom in.
Giving birth while in a coma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good
then
reason.
Then I'm like, okay, I guess. But
would you cut people off, Jess?
Depending on their reasoning, if they just decided to not show up and not tell me about it, I would reconsider. I wouldn't cut them off right away, but I'd be like, okay, so this is how much I mean to you that on my most special day of my life, you don't want to spend it with me?
Because I had a lot of people not come to my... I mean, obviously, they get a pass because there was like a hurricane,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Graham's not going.
Coming in.
It's category 5, by the way, for a minute, and then it went down to category 4, right?
I don't remember. Hey, that's old news. But even my bachelorette party, people who I thought would be there, really, really close friends, Graham, you know one of them,
mm-hmm.
No showed. Ghosted.
But said they were coming?
Yes.
See, that hurts.
It honestly really, really did hurt, but maybe this is just me being such a pushover that I was like, oh, that stings, but I'm not going to cut those people off.
Yeah.
It just kind of puts me in a position, well, if they have something really important to them, if it's inconvenient to me, if I don't feel like going, I just feel less pressed about going, you know?
I also think it...
But I'm not cutting those people off because I still love them, you know? You know, we're still really close.
Yeah.
Although it really did hurt me.
But you reevaluate your friendships a little bit. Like in instances like that, you go, oh, well, I guess, you know, this friendship isn't the level that I thought it was. You can't, people, you have to, if you can't make it to a wedding you've RSVP'd yes to or an event, you got to let the person know that you're canceling. Because if you haven't gone through the wedding planning process, it costs a lot of money per each person that's there.
Yeah, you're just throwing money away, basically.
I would rather you had RSVP'd no than said yes and then no-showed, because now I'm paying for your food and your drinks and whatever, and you're not even there to have them. I'd rather you said no from the get-go.
Do you guys feel like that about people RSVPing also to smaller events? Because sometimes I forget.
I mean, if it's like my kid's birthday party, like, no, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
But a wedding is less important.
Wedding is really important.
Yeah.
You don't think when 80% of the guests don't show up to this woman's wedding, you don't think there's something else?
I did wonder, like, maybe there was some kind of miscommunication about, mm-hmm. like, the address or something, but...
There hasn't
been anything that she said.
Well, yeah, we're hearing one side of this. I feel like statistically, it's almost not possible. Unless it was a last-minute invite that went out and people are like, oh yeah, I think I can be there. And she said, counted that as a yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You can't have 80% no show.
Yeah, because
that's just not, it doesn't seem possible. She did something. She's an awful person.
Because
that's what people are saying. She's not an awful person.
But maybe the problem is her. I don't know. Like, I'm just wondering what the other explanation is, because to me, like, the odds of 80% of the people that are supposed to go to a wedding not showing, and these are your family members.
Mm-hmm.
A large chunk of this is family.
Yeah, it is.
For that many people to no show, there has to have been something else. Was it a hurricane? Was it Hurricane Helene? Something. You know, like, what was it?
Go ahead, Jess. You were going to say something?
I was just going to say, even the bridal party is usually more than 5 people at most weddings. So how was there only just 5 people?
I don't even think she had a bridal party. I don't think there was a bridal party. Just the couple and then 5 guests that showed up.
And those 5 guests, I mean, we're talking parents, grandparents, you know, like those people are guaranteed shows.
Like photographer.
So does that mean not one single friend showed up or one single cousin?
From the sound, I think one person was like a brother, and I don't know who the other people were.
Okay, now would you feel awkward if you did show up to that wedding and there were only 5 people?
Yeah,
there?
I'm getting out of there quick.
I wouldn't even stay.
There's one thing that I hate doing is dancing on an empty dance floor. And you know you'd get guilted into it because the bride would be like, woo, come party with me. Let's dance. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. You're so right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, what's up? It's me, Carol in Utah. Just talk backing to say what's up
and ask you how many days until Christmas?
How many days until Christmas?
Jess, can you get to the research department and let us know how many days until Christmas? I love Carol in Utah. She's
a
real one.
Thank you for listening.
JB Show number one in Utah. Just
yes. Oh, because of you. Thank you
morning.
So much. All right, yep. Jess, how many days until Christmas?
40 days.
40?
Yeah.
Well, that this year has flown by.
It really has.
Wow. Hey, good morning, you guys. I was just watching the news, and today at 1:28 p.m. starts the November Beaver Moon. So mark that on your calendars. It's when the beavers start building their dams. Not what you guys might be thinking, beaver heads. Okay, bye. Happy Friday.
I assumed it was the Beaver Moon was, I thought this was something that stemmed from Native American tribes. And on the Beaver Moon, because usually it's so, you know, dark out when husband and wife were together, that you get that one full moon and you finally get to see the beavers building their dams, of course.
Obviously.
You get to actually observe them building the dams.
Duh.
Pretty good. Glimpse at the bees.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
So SZA is having some regrets about her BBL, which, by the way, I think looks so good. Honestly, I've seen before and after pictures. She didn't need it, okay? She had a lot of booty even before, but I mean, even with it, she looks amazing. But she's in the new issue of British Vogue, and she said, quote, "I'm so mad I did that ish." Apparently, she would work out. She got it, like, you know, not too long ago, but I guess she decided to get a BBL after she was working out, like, heavy in 2022, but not seeing the results that she wanted. She said, "I gained all this weight from being immobile while recovering," and this is after the surgery, "and trying to preserve the fat that was there. It was just so stupid. You get a BBL, and then you realize you didn't even need it."
Who is this again?
SZA.
Yeah. She did say, "I need to get my mental health together." Not to say you can't do those things simultaneously. Just for me, like, wherever you go, you're gonna need your mental health there. So she's prioritizing. Oh my God. Prioritizing.
What was the word again?
Prioritizing.
Okay.
She's prioritizing her mental health more. She does say she loves her butt, though. She said, "Don't get me wrong, my booty looks nice. I'm grateful that it looks the way it does. You know, but I love shaking it still," is what she said.
That is tough, because even after they get it, they still have to maintain it. So they still have to be going to the gym.
Yeah, you have to prioritize
eating right.
But then you're afraid. You don't want to get rid of the fat either. So it's like, I never understood how they maintain it.
Right.
You prioritize toys it.
Yeah, you prioritize going to the gym.
Whatever.
And maintaining.
I hate you guys.
The booty.
I hate you guys. A former staffer says that Kanye West once left a business meeting to get busy with Bianca. This is so disturbing. So there's this guy, Murphy Aficionado. He says that he was hired by Kanye to work as a project manager back in October 22. And the following month, Kanye's like, "You know what? Come over to my hotel suite for a work meeting." He goes there. Kanye opens the door, shirtless and out of breath. And this new guy's like, "Should I just leave? I can come back later." And Kanye is like, "No." He said that he commanded him to still go into the suite. So he goes inside. Kanye's pants are unbuttoned. Bianca is standing there topless, her hands barely covering herself. And he felt very uncomfortable. But Kanye was like, "Look, we're going to have this meeting." So he starts talking and they're like engaging in conversation. Mid-sentence, because Bianca had already left to go to the like adjoining bedroom. Mid-sentence, Kanye follows her. He says what he heard next.
No, you get up and walk out at that point.
Was just loud breaths and somebody in there was clapping. He literally said that someone in there was clapping.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said. This is in the lawsuit. He's suing Kanye for this.
Oh, my God.
Somebody was clapping. Well, it must have been a really good performance then. If you get a round of applause.
What is wrong
a very
with him?
Steady
oh, yeah,
round of
everything.
Applause.
Oh, my God. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The baffling bevy of Boeing incidents continues in a mystery. We at the JV Show 2024 Investigative News Desk have dubbed the Boeing Unknowing. And this week's incidents come to us from right here in the Bay Area, of course. And at first, we had on Tuesday a Southwest flight that was bound for Burbank. It had to turn around and head back to San Jose International Airport because of engine trouble. That plane, of course, was a Boeing 737. Had to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, it made it back safely. Then just one day later, Wednesday, we had another Southwest flight, also a Boeing 737, that took off from what this report says was San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. I thought it was back to just being Oakland. Didn't that judge issue a stop?
Yeah. Order? Did they not get the memo?
I guess not. So maybe we're still calling it that, but they're not supposed to be calling it that. But whatever. Atlanta.
I'm not calling it that.
Back at the Oakland Airport. This one was on its way to Reno. It had to be diverted back for what they're calling technical issues, which is Boeing speak for something's going wrong on this thing. Dude, it's a Boeing. We don't know what's happening. So the moral of the story is, and has been for quite some time, if it's Boeing,
we ain't going.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Happy birthday to me. Yay, I'm 40 now. Jesus, 29 and a half. 29. Let's put it like that. Hey, Gronk, can you please give me a who gives a four for me today on my birthday? And yeah, who gives a four? Have a good day. Happy Friday. Bye. I'm 40 now. Jesus Christ. Why?
Who gives a fart?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yay!
Happy birthday.
40.
29.
29
and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's my
half
birthday.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your buddy Hammerin' Hank.
Thank you.
I'm checking in from Hayward this morning. Could you please try and give me a birthday shout out? I'll be celebrating my 57th birthday tomorrow. I would appreciate it, buddy, and I'll talk to you real soon. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood.
Are we going to be able to have time to squeeze that in?
Happy birthday.
Are we going to have time to squeeze? He said, can you guys try to give him a birthday? Are we going to be able to do that?
I think we can.
We can try.
No, no,
for you, we can.
Let me ask the boss.
Happy birthday,
Hanky. Love you, buddy.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback on the free iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip.
Do you ever stare at before you eat it and wonder how it got so big so fast? It's fascinating, you guys.
Some of us are growers, not showers. I don't think that's what we're talking about. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Yes, it is something PG, unfortunately. But when you've got your guests ready, and hopefully you got it pretty quick because people get their guesses in quick on the show. Leave it on the talk back. Leave us your name, your city, and then your guest. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Again, final reminder, this is a family show, and we didn't have a winner the last 2 days, so somebody better win this Chug Mug today.
We need one today.
Let's go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. We're playing What the Bleep, where someone better win this JV Show Chug Mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Do you ever stare at before you eat it and wonder how it got so big so fast? I'm sure you've done it before.
Hey, remember, this is a family show. Keep that in mind when you're leaving your guesses, okay? Let's go to the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sammy from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is pumpkin. Thank you. Have a great day.
Pumpkin!
Those things do grow big and quick.
But
that would
if
take
I'm eating pumpkin
to
pie, I'm not thinking about how fast it grew.
You don't ever think about just, you know, vegetables or fruits or whatever. And like, this thing just grew out of just, you know, sunlight and nutrients in the ground.
Not really. I just eat it.
Oh.
Yo, it's William in Twin Peaks. How about the cake?
How about cake?
Oh, that's
a popular guess this morning. Because maybe it goes in the oven and gets bigger. I don't know. Isn't that bread? Doesn't it rise?
I think it's like everything.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I'm not a baker.
Good morning. This is Veronica from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is marshmallow. Thanks. Have a great day.
Okay.
Marshmallow.
When you're roasting some marshmallows over an open
flame.
But
they get smaller, right?
They get bigger.
No, they get bigger.
Shrink.
They're jet puffed. They puff them with air from the jet.
Keep up.
I like when they're all burnt and...
Me too. I like mine burned.
Don't catch it on fire. Do it right.
Continue to leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. We're playing What the Bleep. Look, we haven't had a winner in a couple of days.
We better have
a winner today.
We need a slump buster.
Do you want to explain what that is, Graham? That term? Okay.
Nope.
Here's how it works. We play a clip. It has a bleeped out word. You just got to be the first person to guess what that word is. That's it. easy. Leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart Radio app. It's always there, always free to use. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Do you ever stare at before you eat it and wonder how it got so big so fast?
Whoa.
Okay, remember that clip when you hear these guesses, because I've got questions.
All right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Irma from Concord, and my guess for the missing word is fingernail. Gross, but it's true. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Yes.
Wait, yeah.
Before you eat it?
Are you?
No.
That's the key word in this, what the bleep, before you eat it. Now, again, keep that in mind as we listen to these next guesses, but before you eat it. There are people that bite their fingernails and eat it, though.
That's true. Do you eat your nails? Okay. Oh, wait, no, I don't eat them. I pick at them with my hands. That's why I like having press-ons on, because then it stops me from doing that. But when I don't have them on, I'll pick at them or I'll, like, bite it. But I don't eat it.
There are eaters out there, right?
Yeah.
Which is gross to me.
Oh, gross.
94.9, this is Kat from San Jose. I'm going to go with pimples. Is it pimples?
Are you eating pimples?
Again, yes, pimples can get big real quick. Like, where'd this thing come from? But are there pimple eaters out there, you think?
I don't think so.
How is that possible? Unless you're eating someone else's pimple on their face.
That's disgusting.
In human history, there are pimple eaters.
Yeah, we're gross. There has to
be. Yes.
Hi, my guess is your kids.
You eat your kids?
I have a lot of questions. Sometimes I wonder, like, yeah, people get it. They're playing this game. I'm like, no, they get it. The guys are good. But we just had fingernails, pimples, and kids for three things that something got big real fast and that you're about to eat. I know. I just have questions.
I'm losing hope. Please tell me we're going to be able to get a winner today. Oh, my God.
Good morning. This is Jackie from Stockton. I think the bleeped out word is popcorn. Love you guys.
Popcorn. Okay, there we go. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Do you ever stare at popcorn before you eat it and wonder how it got so big so fast?
Like, who even discovered popcorn? You know,
who saw these little kernels? You know, I'm gonna heat these up and see what happens.
Well, they're probably cooking corn, and some got near the fire.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm back on the side. Obviously, everyone probably discovered that.
Popping. Do you know where popcorn comes from?
That makes sense.
It's the moisture inside the kernel. That's what makes it burst.
Why do you know everything?
I don't know. I saw this somewhere. And then when it gets super heated, that the moisture expands and pop.
Okay. Cool story. I'm just glad we got a winner.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Me too. All right.
Yes.
Give some shout outs. God, it's been a while since we've been able to give some shout outs. First, Jackie in Stockton. What's up, Jackie? Woo! What's up? Woo! She had the very first correct answer this morning, and hence will be giveth a JV show, chuggeth muggeth. And enjoy. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning, despite what you heard there with the pimples, fingernails, and kids. Katrina and Martinez had the correct answer. What's up, Katrina? Eric and Hercules had it. Jim in South City. Lindsay in Livermore. What's up, Lindsay? What's up?
Woo!
Carmen in San Jose had it, so did our buddy Max in Berkeley. Jocelyn in Vallejo had it, so did our buddy Edgar without the haircut. He's in Pittsburgh. Of course, Cynthia in Antioch had it, so did Alejandro in Richmond. Antonio in Union City. Jessica in Santa Clara, whose son got it and wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So, shout out to Jessica's son, who is anonymous this morning. Yep. They live in Santa Clara. Sophia and Nena in Napa had it, so did our buddy Lori in Morgan Hill. What's up, Lori? What's up? Have a great weekend. Francesca and Vallejo had it amongst a few other people.
Woo!
Nice work, you guys. That was some redemption. We needed that
after
going 0-2.
Yep.
The last couple days.
We're going to play again Monday morning, 7:05. So you have another chance to win this chug mug. And remember, when you win, check your email. That's connected to your iHeartRadio account.
Yes.
So we're able to reach out to you and get your info to send you a chug mug. We're having trouble contacting a couple of winners. So make sure you're checking the correct email. Really quick, someone slid into my DMs, you guys. Ashley, she says, hi, Selena. Tomorrow is my youngest, Emily's birthday. She's turning 6, and my kids kept begging me to slide into Graham's DMs for a birthday shout out. But I told them, Selena's way cooler. So here we are.
Hoping
we can get one for Emily and the Gonzalez kids from Hayward on the JV show. Happy birthday!
I'm sitting that one out.
You're not going to
give
there we go. There it is. You couldn't resist. You love birthday shout-outs, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the JV Show's Yip Nope Game, so many talkbacks coming through today. I love it.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, Selena, Jess. This is Alex checking in from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I just got here 2 days ago from the Bay, and I've checked the area. And, of course, Wild 94.9 is number one out here. Everybody's listening to you guys.
Let's go.
3 p.m. here, and I'm tuned in. So keep doing what you guys do.
What?
Big fan.
All the way from
Wow,
Africa.
Sierra Leone. Wow, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Appreciate you still listening to us, and thank you for that talk back. And I did. I checked. I confirmed. There's a large swath of Africa where JV Show is number one.
Let's go.
That's huge.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Maria. I'm usually calling from Cupertino, but today I'm calling from Nashville. Out here with the Cougars, who are playing in a tournament. Can we get a Go Cougs from y'all? Have a great day.
Go Cougs!
Go Cougs! I think the Cougs, from what I remember, was their ice hockey team here, right?
Oh, I think she was the thought one it was to... like, you know, some women on the hunt for some, you know, what's
Well, we'll shout those ladies out, too. We love them. But, yeah, go Cougs.
And let's go.
And also, I just checked, JV Show, number one in Nashville
really?
Right now, which is a huge
All because of you. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad. How's it going?
Hi, JV Show.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy Friday. Any fun plans for the weekend?
You know... supposed to do some work outside. I'm not sure, though, with the weather.
Oh, work outside. That sounds
Let's
awful.
Let's go to our local weather person, Jess.
Jess.
She's known for her 100% accurate weather
Let
forecast.
Let me stop the music.
He's going to do some work outside. What do you see
What
this
city
weekend?
Are you in?
San Jose.
It's not going to rain.
Don't believe her. She doesn't know what she's
talking about. I have an
umbrella
just in case.
Yeah, but pack an umbrella because she's wrong 75% of the time.
All right, Brad, let's see if we can get you this $200 gift card to Living Spaces. It's the JV Show.
Living Spaces.
Yup, nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and you win, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here's question number 1. If you are shucking an oyster, what are you doing to it?
Careful.
Are you taking the oyster out of the shell?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Opening it up. All right. Question number 2. The nation of Iran is located on what continent?
I would guess Asia.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
You guessed correct. That's kind of a tricky one.
Question number 3. Now, this is a true or false question. The color orange was named after the fruit. True or false?
Oh, wow. That is a good question. I'm going to say false.
Nope.
That is actually true.
It's actually true. It's named after, I think that's got to be one of the only colors that's named after the thing, right?
Yeah.
Well,
because yellow wasn't named after a banana.
Unless you open up the box of crayons now, there's all kinds of colors that are named after the thing. But the OG colors, at least. All right, question number 4, Brad. You need this one to win the game. If you made a strike on every attempt during a regulation 10 frames of bowling, you would achieve a perfect game and a score of what?
Never done it. Never come close. I think it's 300.
Yep.
You just won a $200 gift card to
Living Spaces.
Woo! Congratulations.
Thank you so much, JV Show. We can definitely use it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, Brad. Have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. Hang on for that winning. Graham, do we have some shout outs?
You know, moms in my DMs, moms in my DMs. The guy says, hey, Graham, the JV Show, another mom in your DMs. If you could shout out my 2 kids who are November babies, Darren, who turned the big 1-3 on the 3rd, and Kayla, who will be 9 on Sunday, the 17th. We'd really appreciate it from mom, Vanessa, dad, Adam, and doggo, Lucy. So happy belated and almost birthday to you guys.
Who gives a fuck?
Good point. Happy
Another one here. It says, hey, Graham, I wanted to give an early birthday shout out to my little birthday twin, Josiah Ray. He's going to be 9 on the 17th. We're so proud of him, and he is the heart of our family, and we love him so much. We can't wait to celebrate this weekend with him. We love listening to you guys every morning. That's from mom, Jessica. So happy birthday, Josiah Ray.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, host mom Stephanie sliding into your DMs. This might be my first host mom sliding in. We listen to the JV Show every day. I was hoping you'd give a special birthday shout out to our amazing au pair, Diana. She's the best. And Miles and Noah are going to miss her so much when she heads back to Colombia. So happy birthday, Diana.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Wouldn't that be something to have an au pair?
I would love one of those.
Like a hot one, too. Another mom here in my DMs. This is Graham.
No hot ones allowed in my house.
I'd like to send a shout out to my son, David. He will turn 12 years old tomorrow. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. We love you. That's from Mom, Dad, Natalie, and Bandit. Do you think Bandit's his younger brother?
I hope so. That's an awesome name.
Well, or sister. We don't know. All right. Happy early birthday, David.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And it is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's Sleep World for their Black Friday sale or just go to sleepworld.com. So Mike Tyson slapped Jake Paul.
Let's go, Mike.
This was so good. So their big fight, obviously, is tonight on Netflix. Starts at 5. We're going to be at Dave & Buster's, like I just said. Hopefully with you. Keep on calling. By the way, if you are going to be watching this at home, you don't need to pay extra. It's just going to be available to all Netflix subscribers.
So anybody can just hop into their Netflix and watch.
And just watch.
I'm just curious. I'm fascinated by how the money structure on this works. Because all marquee fights, this is kind of revolutionizing the game because the majority of all big marquee fights have all been pay-per-view. And then they track the number of viewers, obviously, by sales. And they make a ton of money. And then the fighters split that money. Netflix is just footing the bill on this. And
they've already been paid a certain amount. You know, I think...
See, that had to have been a really big number because those guys could have said, well...
It was a massive number. I think one of them was like $40 million or something. Like, I might be making that up. That's just what somebody told me. I don't know.
I wonder if it's incentive-based because like if there's this many... Because Netflix can obviously track how many people are watching it. And they're like, oh, if you hit this many streams of this, we'd give you this much money. Because there has to be some kickers because otherwise they're going, man, the hype around this thing is going to be so big on pay-per-view. We would have done $60 million each or whatever. I'm just curious how this is going to work. Yeah. And then does Netflix just crash when everybody logs in?
Can you imagine the disaster that would be? Please do not manifest that. So yesterday, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they came face-to-face for their weigh-in. For those who give a fart, Mike Tyson came in at 228.4 pounds.
That's pretty big.
Jake Paul, 227.2 pounds. So they're both up there.
Well, Jake Paul's a lot taller than than Tyson.
So they come face to face, and Mike Tyson just Mike Tyson's already on the stage. Jake Paul jumps up there, and Mike just takes his right hand and slaps Jake like right on the face. And Jake he gave him this look like, hit me again. Everybody comes in and breaks them up. In the video, if you haven't seen it yet, it's on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Juiced for the fight tonight.
That got me juiced up because it did look like a hard slap, but also.
Was it scripted? Probably.
The vast majority of all pre-fight scuffles are, choreographed's not the right word, but they're trying to, again, boost you to go buy.
Exactly.
To create interest and get you to buy the thing on pay-per-view. Again, this is Netflix, so it's a little different, but it's that last minute bit of, oh my God, now I got to watch this. The only thing is, immediately everyone jumps in to hold Tyson back. And everybody on Jake Paul's side, they barely even flinch. And that got me to thinking, like, did they know this was coming?
That's a good point.
Now, Jake Paul doesn't dive in after him, and so they don't have to hold him back. But, like, if you're on Jake Paul's team and this dude just did it, like, wouldn't your boys be in there mixing it up?
I would have been shocked or something, at least pretend.
I think you go, like, you get in the scuffle, too. But they all just kind of stood there like, okay. And that, to me, was like, you knew that was coming, right?
Definitely.
I don't know.
At every weigh-in in the history of boxing.
It still looked like a hard slap.
I had seen. I don't know if you guys already mentioned this. I'm just coming into the studio, but I did see another angle where people were saying the reason he slapped him was because Jake accidentally like stepped on his toe, so that kind of caused him to be like, "Hey."
Yeah, I couldn't tell what the reason was
because Jake Paul
hopping up on the stage. He comes in real low. Yeah. He's like.
He did a weird kind of like gorilla move. So
I thought Tyson took offense. Originally, that was my theory. I was like, man, Tyson took offense to that. Like he thinks he's mocking him or something. And then I don't know. Like I don't know what it was. And I thought that's what, because Tyson wastes no time. They don't even do that weird, awkward face to face where they're like, are they going to make out or punch each other? Yeah. I don't know. And then he just went straight for it immediately. So I was like, Tyson took exception to something right off the bat. I don't know what it was.
I'm still going it's scripted.
I kind of think. I think this whole thing tonight might be.
One more thing on Mike Tyson. He was being interviewed by this really cute 13-year-old reporter named Jazzy. She goes up there. She's all happy and bubbly. Like, She's about to ask Mike Tyson a question. This is a really big deal for her.
So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before. Someone say that as an answer.
Tyson could have left it there, but no, he keeps going.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? How? What's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the
true.
F*** cares?
And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
You're talking to a 13-year-old.
I don't drop an F-bomb with a 13-year-old girl in the interview.
You don't.
Tyson, what are we doing? No. She gets a lot of big-name interviews.
Yeah.
She's done like a bunch of like really big names. I think she interviewed like Kamala Harris and
some
of like she's done some
good for her.
And I think she may have interviewed Tyson before in the past, but still, even what do you guys think about that answer? The legacy thing? Because this is something that's a real key thing when you talk about, particularly in sports. What's their legacy going to be? What's their legacy? What's Tom Brady's legacy going to be?
I mean, Mike Tyson has a point. Who cares? You're just going to be forgotten about like everybody else at some point.
But why is everyone so concerned about what their legacy is going to be?
I don't know.
That's true. I think it's mostly for your family, right?
I guess.
Kind of leave something for them.
I don't know, but you don't give that answer when you're talking to a kid.
Can I say one more thing about this fight? Because I also saw the video of Tyson getting out of the car. I think he was arriving at the weigh-in. And holy grandpa. It didn't...
Oh, no.
You guys, there's moments when you watch the training. And yeah, you see him shirtless at the weigh-in. And you're like, dude... Wow, what shape he's in. But just the way he was walking, coming out of the...
Oh, no. Are you having doubts?
It just screamed, man. Old guy. I hope I'm totally wrong. I want Tyson to just blast Jake Paul in the face with his fist, of course. But, you know, it's just like, I just... You
Let's
know
just
what I mean?
Get a winner.
he was hobbling out of that thing. I don't know.
Wildity 49. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Roger from San Francisco.
Roger out of San Francisco. You're calling 20.
Woo! Yeah! Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We're going to be hanging out with you and a friend tonight at Dave and Buster's. I hope you can make your way down to Milpitas. We're going to be watching the fight. Woo! Who do you have? Woo! Who do you see winning, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Oh, I'm going to go with Mike Tyson.
Let's go.
It's a good answer.
I hope so.
All right, Roger. We can't wait to meet you tonight. Hang on there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is in the next room. She should be on her way in here any minutes. Oh, that's the wrong button. Here we go.
Yo. Good morning. First of all, it's called Great Mom. Second of all, happy Chug Wheel Friday.
No.
Ready to see Jake Paul getting knocked out. Heck yeah.
I think all of us want Jake Paul to get knocked out, myself included. I just don't see that happening.
I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at yet. I'm still holding out hope. Tyson in the fourth round.
I will say we posted a poll yesterday after the show on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. An overwhelming amount of people think Tyson is going to win, and that makes me happy. 86%.
But wanting him to win and really expecting him to win is two different things. That's true. Want Mike Tyson to win. Yeah. I don't think he's going to.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
A couple of people weighed in on the talkbacks saying that, yes, the reason for the slap yesterday was Jake Paul stepping on Tyson's toe. That's also, if you want to see the toe step, it's also on our story, JV Morning Show.
Okay.
And he does clearly, from that angle and zoomed in, you can clearly see him step on his toe. But... I mean,
does that deserve a slap? Like, I feel like I've stepped on some toes in like clubs and concerts and stuff. Like,
you knew there was going to be something. There's always fireworks that happen.
That's
those
true. Things. So, go check out that video if you missed it on our Insta JV Morning Show. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, we got to talk about scammers be scamming. Four people arrested this week after they were busted for insurance fraud. Now, this one. It's kind of funny. It's kind of clever, if you ask me. These L.A. area residents, they each got charged after an insurance company flagged one of their claims and thought, this might be fraud. We might need to investigate this. And what they were doing was these people even submitted a video of their car being destroyed on the inside by a bear. But upon further examination of the video, even by a biologist, was like, this is clearly a human in a bear costume.
There's video. They submitted video of a bear destroying their car.
Yes. It's a little bit from far away. It's like at nighttime and there's like a bear inside of the car. This happens from time to time. Bears will break into cars. You know, they smell food in there and then they'll wreck it. You know, bears, they don't care. They'll rip the thing to shreds on the inside looking for the food.
Okay.
And sometimes they even get, there's been videos, instances where a bear gets trapped in the car. Like they break in, then the door closes and they don't know how to get back out. So they just wreck everything. Well, there's a video, again, of a bear. I'm using air quotes around the bear. And, you know, he's scratching up the leather interior and really making a mess of the inside of the car. But this, upon further investigation, they believe it's just a person in a bear suit. Authorities went to these people's houses and performed a search, and they even found the bear suit.
No!
It was just a person inside of a bear costume.
Oh my God.
And then they were submitting claims to insurance companies, and this was not the first time they had done this exact scam. Each of these people had kind of done this scam in their own name, and all in all, their insurance companies had paid out close to $142,000 to fix, you know, get the car fixed or whatever.
What?
When really it was just a person inside of a bear suit. Now look, it's very clever, you know, and I watched the video. I watched the video and I couldn't determine that that was a person in a bear suit. So props to this, you know, wildlife expert, whoever they were, that figured it out. But
oh my God.
It's kind of a smart look. It's kind of smart because normally insurance fraud, you see those videos.
This is hilarious.
Somebody, you know,
look at the bear costume. Can we post this?
Gets hit by a car. Thank you.
Get that up on our Instagram.
But usually there's another side to the story. Like, no, their car hit mine, or yeah, they crashed into me in a crosswalk or whatever. Well, you can't go interview the bear about what happened, you know. So they figured they had a little clever scheme going here, and it had worked three previous times, but on this fourth try, insurance company was like, wait just a second.
There's a guy named Glenn Ennis. He is an actor and a stuntman. He was the bear in The Revenant. If you ever watched that, he was the bear that attacked Leonardo DiCaprio. He's weighed in on this, and he was like, look, I've seen the video. Embarrassing. They should have went with a professional
embarrassing.
Person.
Embarrassing. Get it? Embarrassing.
He's like, what were they doing that wasn't even like close to what a bear would look like ruining a car?
Well, I mean, props for the attempt, but yeah, that is fraud. You will go to jail.
The lanes people will go to.
Just like put all that effort, you know, getting a bear costume and staging a video. Just like put that effort in starting your own business or something and make money.
Yeah, that sounds
like,
hard.
The normal way, instead of risking your livelihood and going to jail, and then you go to jail, and then you look like an ultimate idiot. Now everyone's laughing at
you. That's so embarrassing. Oh my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I mean, a real fight where they're wearing 10-ounce gloves and fighting for 3 minutes a round, not 14-ounce gloves and 2-minute rounds like this Jake Paul fight is. Last time Mike Tyson fought a real heavyweight boxing bout was in 2005 against Kevin McBride. This is not a real fight.
They did change some things around.
Okay, well,
for this particular fight. They did.
Thank you for leaving that talk back. And he left another one saying he's not looking forward to this because he idolizes Tyson, but Jake Paul, younger, stronger, faster. They have a 31-year age difference here. Tyson, 58 years old. Jake Paul's 27. The old father time is tough to ignore on this. As much as I want Tyson to win, but I saw him get out of that van for the weigh-in, and I'm telling
and
you, he had a walker with two tennis balls on it. I don't know. I will say that the shorter rounds definitely help Tyson. If he had to get out there for 3 minutes, because we've seen those training videos, and he looks ferocious in 10-second spurts. The shorter rounds help him there.
That's true.
That's the only thing.
All right. So we lost our caller 20 that was going to play Chug Wheel. There's one person calling. I'm going to pick it up, and we're going to roll with it. Wait, she's back. She's back. Vanessa, is that you? Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. It hung up.
Come on, Vanessa.
Oh, thank God. I was like, oh, my God, she's got you sent us into a panic. I'm not going to lie. Vanessa, you're back on the line.
I had to take the kids out of the stroller.
Oh, no, hey, you know what? Mom to mom, I know how that is, okay? We're going to forgive you. So you're going to play the JV show Chug Wheel. Like, it's really fun for you. It could be really, really bad for us. We sent out Jess to the streets yesterday. She asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through every question. We're going to stop down one by one. And if you could guess what you think that person's answer was, you get a point. You get 4 points. You win the game. You get a chug mug. We have to draw names, and one of us will be spinning the chug wheel. Graham, what is on the chug wheel this week?
All right. The chug wheel's had a bit of an overhaul after we chugged a bunch of stuff off of it last week. So on this morning's chug wheel, we have lemon juice. Jalapeno juice enters the chat. Soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Today it's cream of celery. We have old backwash red wine. There's an old bottle of red wine in the studio that I chugged out of like a long time ago. So that's gross.
Ew.
We also have some pickle juice, a tonic water. Monster Energy is sort of a safe space on there, although I don't know that I want to chug a Monster Energy drink amongst a few other items.
All right. Vanessa, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Ready. So let's find out who Jess talked to.
Hey, I'm Charlie from Mission Bay.
Charlie from Mission Bay. All right. So let's get to question number one.
What is the best Thanksgiving side dish?
All right, Vanessa, what do you think he said?
Stuffing.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Cranberry.
Cranberry.
Oh. Oh, who likes that?
Who puts that as the best side?
I'm with you, Vanessa. Who likes that stuff?
Charlie, what are we doing? All right, let's go to question number 2.
Do you wash or rinse your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher?
What do you think he said? Do you wash or rinse your dishes before they go in the dishwasher?
I'm going to go with maybe rinse.
So that's a yes?
So yes?
Yes.
I rinse them off. It's better that way.
Okay. Yep.
All right. That's 1 point.
All right. One point for Vanessa. Next question.
Does it bother you when Tom Brady refers to San Francisco as San Fran in his football broadcast?
What do you think he said, Vanessa?
Yes.
Not at all.
Not what? What? That bothered everybody.
It bothers me. I lose sleep. I lay awake at night going, did you hear that? He said San Fran 3 times. All right. That's 2 incorrect. Only 1 point on the board. Let's go to the next question.
Who do you think is going to win tonight's fight, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Great question. Who do you think?
I think he's going to go with Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul. I love Mike Tyson, but he's too old. I think he's going to get knocked out.
Tyson knockout. That would be tough to watch. All right, we are at 3 incorrect and only 1 point on the board.
Wow. All right, next question.
Finish this sentence. The one food I could never live without is...
What do you think he said?
I'm going to go with maybe tacos.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake?
Who is this guy? Are you kidding me? You should have known when he said cranberry was the top side for Thanksgiving. Carrot cake?
But I applaud how fast he gave me that answer. I was like, okay.
He knows
what he likes.
The number one answer on the board was tacos. Tacos is the correct answer.
Second is pizza.
Right.
Do you think the Oakland Airport should be allowed to change their name to the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport?
All right, what do you think Charlie said there?
We lost her again.
What?
Oh, no.
We lost Vanessa again.
She had to clean sweep the remaining question. She was at 4 incorrect. She would have had to get the remaining 3 in a row correct to get one of us chugging.
She's back.
She's back.
She's gone again.
She's gone Vanessa! Again. Get your kids in the stroller. Leave them in the car. Crack the window and get back on the phone with us.
I have a feeling she's going to call back.
She had only had 1 point. Let's just call this a...
No,
she lost.
The last time you called,
we
one
can't
of
just sit around
people,
waiting for her to call
were upset.
Back.
Jessica, just call right
her
now.
Her name's Vanessa.
Vanessa, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant, Vanessa. It ended in Vanessa.
Oh, she's back,
Vanessa.
Vanessa, if you don't quit playing with us.
It cut out. I don't know what's going on.
You tell your kids, get in that stroller and buckle up and stay there. Mom's got to make somebody chug.
So you missed the last question. Here it is.
Do you think the Oakland Airport should be allowed to change their name to the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport?
Vanessa, what do you think Charlie said?
I think no.
Yes, I believe so.
See? Okay.
Oh, my God.
This dude, Charlie, I got to talk to him. I got to meet this guy.
Vanessa still has 1 point, right?
She has 1, but it's out of her hands now. That's 5 incorrect.
There's no winning
there's
at
no
this point.
There's no clear path to victory.
Vanessa, we're going to give you a chug mug anyways, okay?
I think that was 4 incorrect.
Thank you.
Did Is I that miss 4
one?
Incorrect?
Did I miss 1?
I trust Graham more than you, so Vanessa,
All
you did
right.
not.
Maybe I wrote, oh, now, now right. we're going to get, there's more controversy.
Oh, my God. God.
There's more controversy. How many questions are left? I may have written down the wrong thing.
There's clearly, three questions left.
Clearly, I wrote down Jessica. I wrote down Jessica when her name's Vanessa. Okay, she's still alive.
This is a train wreck. Here's the next
question. She's gotten four incorrect.
Do you think the Oakland airport...
Never mind.
So are there actual...
The best tourist destination in the entire Bay Area is what?
What do you think he said?
Maybe the city?
Just visiting the city.
You know what? Yeah, we lost count. There's not enough questions left. So.
I knew it, so I was keeping track.
Let's just put a wrap on this. Vanessa, I'm sorry you did not win the chug wheel, but it's great news for us because we don't have to chug. We're going to give you a chug mug anyways. I'm sorry this was such a mess. Hang on because we need more info from you to send you the chug mug, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hang on there. I think the bigger apology is to you listening. I'm sorry. That was awful to listen to.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with us. On a Friday, I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Jess will be in here in just a second. Don't tell me we got people upset on the talkback
screen. People are upset, Selena.
What did we do now?
We can't do anything right this morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, guys. Zed without the haircut. I got a little beef with these questions you're doing for the chug wheel. I mean, what's your favorite food? How are we supposed to know that? No, you know what? Next time, why don't you just ask them, hey, pick a number between 1 and 1 million. I mean, come on, guys. I know you don't want to chug, but come on. Come on!
Okay, first of all, it said, what is the one food that you can't live without? There are two top answers there, tacos and pizza.
We'll even give you a third, cheeseburgers or something. Like, no burritos.
This dude said carrot cake, and I mean, that was way out of left field. I stand by that question. That was a legitimate question.
I agree with you, Graham.
Most people probably align on that.
All right.
There's more, though.
Someone else is upset,
Selena.
Hey, JV Show. It's your girl, Harper. I have a question. I thought you guys said that you guys were commercial-free. If you guys were commercial-free, then you guys wouldn't have any commercials, correct? So you guys lied to us. Goodbye.
Oh my God, Harper, don't be upset.
Care to address that one, Selena?
Yeah, I say we're commercial free. I say a full hour, no commercials. That's from 7:30 to 8:30 every single morning. So.
Yeah, we go 1 hour with no commercials.
Yes, that's every morning. Not like no commercials forever.
Yeah, we can't.
That'd
do
be great, but
we can't do the whole show without commercials because that's what pays the bills around here.
Yeah, and give us bathroom breaks and stuff.
Right, also.
Very important on the JV Show.
Much needed bathroom break.
All right, so according to this survey, men have five general friends. I want to know if you fit into this, Graham.
Five general friends.
Those are like their mains, okay? They have three close friends, but then they have two best friends on average. Does that sound about right?
So best friends is higher than main friends.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because you have your best friends and you got your close friends, but your best friends are your best friends.
I feel like I have a lot more than
that. I feel like you have a lot of close friends, but how many best friends do you have?
I don't know, probably like 10, 12. I have a lot of really close friends.
What do you call your friends?
Besties. Hey, bestie, what are you up to? Want to go to the bar?
So
I don't know. What do you mean? What do I call them by their names?
According to this,
or nicknames.
33% call them bro. 26% brother. It even has an A at the end, brother.
Oh, no, brother.
21% brother. Homie.
Homie.
6% bestie.
Bestie? Nobody. We're not calling each other besties.
No?
We use each other's names and or nicknames. Probably.
Okay.
But I guess if you were just saying, what's up, bro? What are you up to?
Yeah. I can see you saying that.
It's probably something like that.
This is something I never even thought guys did. Do you have a friend crush?
A what?
Not a crush on one of your friends, but it's like a crush on somebody that you want to be friends with. Because 35% of men say yes, they have a friend crush.
A lot of people have friend crushes on me, obviously.
But do you have one, Graham?
No, I don't have a friend crush. The people that I want to be friends with, I'm friends with.
I think I have friend crushes. Like, a lot of times I'll see people, like, on Instagram, like, oh my God, she'd be really fun to hang out with. Like, I think we'd get along great.
My friend roster is full. I don't have room. I don't have room for another friend. But that's
that when you're hanging out with us tonight at Dave and Buster's.
I'm just checking out
the Jake Paul fight. Everyone.
I feel like I can't service the friendships that I have and give them enough attention that they deserve. That sounded oddly adult.
Yeah, you service.
But that's not how I'm trying to service.
Whoa.
There's not enough of me to service all these dudes and, bros, and, you know, I'm spread too thin. Wait.
Whoa!
Can't say that.
Now you're spread out.
Hey, we're on the radio.
I just say it like, you know, you realize that people that you're really close with, and then you look at the last time you texted each other, and you're like, oh my God, it's been 6 months. And that is somebody that I would consider like one of my best friends.
See, Graham, I'm with you. That's why I don't get like this says that most respondents of this survey say that they spend nearly 4 hours connecting with their friends per week. I'm like, who has time for that? Who's doing
Four hours
almost. And that's texting on the phone or DMing on social media or hanging out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Kim K says that she's basically a single mom at this point. She was on a podcast.
She
said, yeah, even though she has a solid support system, she has her family and whatnot, she's basically raising four kids by herself. She said it's really overwhelming, but she never like says anything about it, doesn't talk about it, doesn't complain about it, because she's worried about being judged, because she already knows what the response is going to be. Everyone's going to be like, oh, well, you have nannies and you have money and you have chefs and all this and that. She's like, yeah, well, all those things are true. She still does care for her kids without the help. It's just her. But also, it's the little things. All the kids piling into her bed, they're kicking her, they're all crying, they're all waking up in the middle of the night. It's those things that take a toll on her, just like any other parent.
I mean, being a single parent is no joke, because being a parent with somebody to co-parent with is no joke. Yeah. Taking care of kids is a lot emotionally,
yeah,
physically, mentally.
And in her case, I'd rather parent alone than with Kanye.
Well, there is that. I mean, that, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that
it's
he made
a blessing
it
in disguise,
I don't know that he made it any easier, or did he make it more difficult?
I think more difficult.
Probably more difficult, I guess.
There is a double standard that, you know, reading about her podcast interview made me realize, like, Kanye's been out in Japan or wherever he is now, I don't even know, 4 months. And before that, he was like, you know, holed up somewhere with Ty Dolla $ign working on that last album. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't seen a single person be like, where are your kids? Like, why aren't you around? Like, no one says anything. But when someone like Megan Fox, for example, is out, we see her at events with MGK and she's doing red carpets. Everyone's like, oh, my God, why aren't you taking care of your kids? Wow, you're a deadbeat mom. Where are they? You're never with them. And she's like, we live together. I just don't post them. And I do other events for work. And you know what I mean? Like,
you're totally right, Selena.
Isn't that interesting?
Guys should be getting called out for this. Although maybe in this instance, the Kim and Kanye one, maybe we're all collectively on the same page that, yeah, he's probably
better. The further, the better.
Yeah, but better off not there. But the kids, you know, the kids don't see it that way.
No.
I mean, they want their dad around.
Of course. Yeah. Denzel Washington kissed another man for Gladiator 2. So it comes out next weekend. The cast, you know, they're out doing a bunch of press for the movie. Denzel sat down with Gaiety and they asked him about his character being in same-sex relationships. And Denzel said his character being, you know, gay wasn't just referenced in the movie. They actually shot a scene where he kisses another man, but they cut the scene out, so it didn't make the final cut of the movie.
All that smooching for nothing.
Yeah, I said the producers probably got scared, even though it wasn't a very like romantic scene, because he killed the guy 5 minutes after his character did.
Oh. This is the kiss of
death. They cut that whole scene out. Yeah, so we're not going to be able to check it out. Dang it. Graham, what do you have?
All right, so you guys remember how Tropicana Field, home of the Tampa Bay Rays, got totally blown off by Hurricane Milton, the roof, that is. Well, the estimates for repairs came in at over $55 million.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to take a long time to fix. They say the place is still structurally sound, but that it needs that new roof. Let's build another one out of a camping tent again. That was smart. So the Tampa Bay Rays are moving out for next season. They can't play there. There were some very early rumors that maybe they could come play here in Oakland now that the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, no longer play here.
Like, that's right.
The Coliseum's here. Just sit in there. Why don't you guys come play here? That's not going to happen. They will be playing their games still in Tampa Bay, but at Steinbrenner Field. That's the spring training stadium of the New York Yankees. It's an open air stadium, not a dome like Tropicana Field. So it's going to be hot and humid and rainy games, but that is where they will play their home games. So sorry, Bay Area baseball fans that were hoping maybe we'd get a team temporarily. It ain't going to happen.
I think we kind of knew that. Like, why would they go all the way across the country? Come on.
Too far away.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next, you're on the JV Show. We have more spots to give away for the JV Show's Fight Night viewing party. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. That's coming up in a few minutes. Graham, Prize Picks?
Yeah. Have you hopped on the Prize Picks app today? If you don't already have Prize Picks, it's America's number one daily fantasy sports app, so you need it. But if you open up the app today, for those of us that already have it, you're going to see that they are in on the action, the Tyson-Paul fight tonight. They've got it, and they're basically giving you a free pick, so you don't want to miss it. One punch. All Mike Tyson has to do is land one punch tonight.
Oh, that's a given.
And you've got a winning entry to pair with some other stat projections, and they have other ones from the fight. I think normally he would have had to have landed 42 and a half punches.
Me and my man saw that one punch yesterday. We're like, is this a mistake? This seems too easy.
No, they're hooking you up. They're giving it to you.
Love
so you
that.
Just click punch it. That's what you say when you want to add that one to a lineup. Setting lineups on Prize Picks, super easy. They got all your favorite players on there. Steph Curry, Brock Purdy, Debo, you name it. They're going to show you stat projections. You're just picking more or less than on that. And you can't pick less than on this Tyson one because he's going to land. What if he doesn't, though?
I'm just kidding.
He'll pop the tennis balls off his walker and move quick and land at least one punch. So that's a winner. All right. When you download the Prize Picks app, if you don't already have it, make sure you use the promo code KYLD. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's KYLD. You get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station. Hi, Graham.
What's up, Selena?
So excited for tonight, the JV Show's Fight Night viewing party. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did I win?
You won.
Woo!
We are going to be hanging out with you and a friend tonight, checking out Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. We have to ask, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, I'm going for Tyson.
You know, you and the rest Let's of the go. Bay Area, at least. Probably the world, honestly. Josh, can't wait to meet you tonight. Hang on there for that winning. We have a lot of talkbacks to get to. Thank you to everyone, for weighing in on things that we cover here on the show, even things that we haven't covered yet.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm not sure if you guys are aware that The Onion has purchased Alex Jones's InfoWars. Awesome. They're going to turn it into a parody. No one in the future will probably know who Alex Jones was. They'll just always know InfoWars as a joke. What he deserves. And happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday. Wait, that's kind of hilarious. Graham, do you want to give some context?
Yeah, have you guys been following this situation? This was by far the best piece of news that happened this week, and I feel like it got swept under the rug a little bit. A lot of things happening in the news. This one, major victory, and I like could not have been happier when I read this story, and it actually was true. So if you don't know who Alex Jones is, he runs this site InfoWars, and they just publish all these conspiracy theories, and it's just pure lunacy. The guy's made a fortune of money just spreading absolute lies, and some of them just disgusting, life-ruining lies. One of those being that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. And I could think of nothing.
This is the guy who started that?
I could think of, well, I don't know if he started this, but he
perpetuated it.
It to no end and has profited greatly off of it by spreading this lie. And like, I don't know if you had to put yourself in those family shoes, you had the worst thing that could ever happen to you happen. And then you have some guy out there telling the world that it's a lie, that you're an actor and it didn't actually happen to you. And I can't imagine grieving and then having to go through that. And then all the nutcases that follow this guy are trying to come to your house and accuse and, you know, slander you and accuse you of lying about this when I could think of nothing worse that could happen as a parent. So they sued Alex Jones for defamation, and the judgment came back in their favor. He has to pay them $1.5 billion, all the families of the Sandy Hook. And that was a massive judgment. And so in order to try to pay that, he has to basically liquidate all his assets, one of them being his company, InfoWars, you know, which is a website and, you know, all this social media and all this stuff. He has to sell that. And it went to auction and the buyer ended up being The Onion. Now, if you don't know The Onion, they post satire headlines and news stories and they're hysterical. It's so good. It reads like an actual, Like, their stuff reads like an actual news article, but it is just total. The headlines are hysterical.
They are so funny.
And they were the ones that ended up buying it. I don't think we know what that bid was for, but it's like there could have been no more like fitting end to this.
Yeah, that's hopefully the perfect outcome.
The end of it. Because there are, I think there were people who are his supporters that wanted to buy it to be able to keep it going. And then there were the people that wanted to buy it to squash it. And the Onion stepped up. And this is one of those moments. And like, I could not have made me happier. Like, it's such a great win for those families.
I love that.
Like, the Onion talk about doing one of the coolest things in history. And buying that, like, it just, like, warmed
my heart.
That's
hilarious.
Go follow The Onion on Twitter or social media or wherever. Yeah. Like, they're a great follow. They're hysterical.
We have one more talk back. We're talking about Kim K saying that she's basically a single parent at this point.
Hey, this is Pam from South Florida. About the Kim K thing, suck it up, Buttercup. You've had way more help than anything. I raised my 4 kids by myself from the ages 3 to 8. On up, and they turned out just fine. Not what I chose, but I did it. Go Mike Tyson.
A couple things to unpack there. Go Tyson. Secondly,
yes.
A JV show number one in South Florida. So
yes,
thank you, Pam.
Thank you so
for
much.
Helping
I'll
us achieve
you.
That. And thank you for leaving that talk back. Selena, I think that's a lot of people that share her opinion there, that Kim K doesn't warrant a bunch of sympathy as a single mom, because look at how easy she's got.
Possibly unpopular opinion, but I disagree. I still feel for any single parent, because I mean, I did that for 2 years and it's the hardest thing. And
I mean, keeping track of what your private chef is going to cook for dinner that night for each of your kids, because you know, kids are picky eaters, and like that chef is going to have to make like 3 different things.
Aside from that, even just raising the kids, like not just like meals and things like that, just dealing with them and, you know, the discipline and everything else, that is really stressful. Parenting is the hardest job.
It is.
Celebrity or not. So, I still do feel for her.
I'm with you on that. But when I think of those moments and the single parents that are out there working 2 jobs and you're having to figure out who can watch
Kim's
your kids and who
help.
Can pick up your kids at this time. I have no one that can pick up my kids from school and I got to be at work that day or I'll get fired. You know, there's people with that struggle. And
that's
she's
true.
Like,
that's
she can snap
thing.
Her fingers in a helicopter and go pick up her kids from school. Like, legitimately.
That is true. You're right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.